88.9 Shine FM every Wednesday, checking in with Kimberly Eckert, registered psychologist and founder of Eckert Psychology and Education Center. We call it Parenting Moments, and we call her Kimberly. Good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
Nice to chat with you again. It's been a great topic throughout the month of March here, looking at ways to manage coronavirus depression. Just seems like a lot of people going through a whole bunch of emotions over the last year.
Yes, it has been lots of wear and tear mm-hmm. on our mental health through this pandemic. And I'm really just so glad that listeners engaged this month and faced this truth that lots of people are experiencing depression and how important it is to reach out for help and to start looking after ourselves, especially in this home stretch, right? Many of us feel like we've hit a wall.
Yeah.
Today we're talking about tip number 5 and 6.
Okay.
So we really want to make sure, especially as believers, that we try to continue our spiritual contemplation practices and self-compassion, and that we reach out to other people. So let's start first with, again, how we can use our relationship with God to support us in our depression and self-compassion. Sometimes negative thoughts really can bombard us during depression. It can make you feel like you don't deserve to do nice things for yourself or you aren't good enough to reach your goals. For that, Dr. Liu from Berkeley suggests practicing self-compassion. This is where we say this, for example, hey, we're going through a global pandemic here, and I'm not going to do or be the best, most productive version of myself, and that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Getting extra help or doing something to be kind to yourself and taking care of yourself is really important, and that's what self-compassion is about. It's kind of that idea, Mike, of what would you say to your friend saying those same things to yourself, whereas the track that runs in our mind is often much crueler than what we would say to others.
Mm-hmm.
And then next, it's really important, and there's so much evidence that it is very useful for people to consider daily practices to ward off negative thoughts. And as Christians, we often refer to these as spiritual practices or spiritual contemplation practices. And I have a few suggestions for our Christian audience today.
Okay.
So one of my favorites that I found during the pandemic and has been a source of great comfort and good for my relationship with God, but also my own mental health, has been the Daily Still podcast. And the other resource that I would suggest to people who would really like to expand on some important spiritual practices comes from the book called The Deeply Formed Life.
Okay.
And this talks in the first section of the book about spiritual contemplation. The rest of the book talks about other topics that are still really interesting. But I really encourage people to have a look at this book. And the author is Rich Vilodas, V-I-L-L-O-D-A-S. And our church actually was our pastor who recommended this book study as a congregation. And I have found it an invaluable source of really spending time with God each day. Read the book. You'll get more ideas.
Okay, very nice.
And then our last one is reach out to people. So a lot of times when we're depressed, we get stuck and we don't want to reach out. It feels really hard. And so this is where I want to really speak to people who are observing and seeing someone struggling with depression. you know, again, I think this is where it's really important for us to reach out to them. Hey, can we have a chat? Do you want to have tea? Want to go for a walk? It can mean so much to somebody who is in those dark days of depression to know that someone can still be with them and care for them.
Indeed. We got to be there for our family and friends.
Yes, absolutely.
And help them along. Well, it's been a great topic throughout the month, dealing with depression through the coronavirus, as well as just dealing with depression, which sadly a lot of people seem to be going through. So much appreciated there, Kimberly. Kimberly Eckert, of course, as I mentioned, a registered psychologist and founder of Eckert Psychology and Education Center, can help out you and your family. EckertCenter.com to book an appointment. Two locations in town and a great team of people to help no matter what people are going through, Kimberly.
Yeah, so we, again, have psychologists who specialize in working with children, with teens, or with adults struggling with depression. And so, again, you can look at the bios on the website. But you can also call us, and we can support you in choosing the right person. And, again, if you are interested in looking at how you can resolve some of your depressive symptoms through nutrition, we have Karen Tribney on our team, who is a psychologist who has a specialization in nutrition and mental health.
Okay, very nice. EckertCenter.com for all the information. And, of course, you'll get information every week with our Parenting Moments on Wednesdays. Kimberly, we're into April next week.
We are.
Looking forward to another great topic. Appreciate all your help with our Shine family here. And thank you so much. Have a great day.
You bet. And how about the gift certificate, Mike?
Oh, I forgot about the gift certificate. How could I forget? Every week, yes, you have a chance to win that free initial consultation with the team over at Eckert Center. Going to who, Kimberly?
Let's go with caller number 7 today.
Caller 7, 403-276-8888. So just remember everything else I said a minute ago to wrap things up. Well, there you go. Kimberly, have a great day.
You too, Mike.